News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Well, breaking news right now, 2.25 p.m. here on Tuesday, AL.com is reporting, and you know, it's amazing to me, I actually got breaking news from AL.com, but here it is. Breaking news as of in the last half hour. They pulled the story, I think, from our own WAFF here in the Huntsville listening area. So AL.com reporting that a group of employees at United Launch Alliance, which is a Decatur rocket plant, are protesting the federal COVID-19 vaccine mandates and walking off the job, saying that their religious and medical exemption requests are being denied. And that's exactly what I was talking about. So a moment ago in my monologue, I said, there is a way forward on this, legislature. Here's what you got to do. I mean, I know there's this bill out there, House Bill 31. It's got issues, all right? It creates all kinds of tort liability that could affect the business community, probably more so than what would be intended. And I get that. You also have to do a very fine line here. You don't want to, and people hear me when I say this, you don't want to be in the position of saying, we don't like the federal government telling private sector employees what to do, so we're going to be a state government to tell private sector employers what to do. I mean, you got to watch that, all right? Government interference in business goes both ways, state or federal. That being said, there is a way to skin that cat, all right? And the way you skin that cat, in my opinion right now, is exactly what the Attorney General of the state of Alabama has already asked for. He asked for the legislature, and I've got it right here. Where'd that thing go? Pull out my stack of paper for this particular topic, and I mean, I got a stack on this topic because executive orders and all that. Here it is. For immediate release, remember that? He was on the show about it. Back on October 12th, Attorney General Steve Marshall, addressing growing concerns over vaccine mandates, made two suggestions to the state legislature. He said, here's two things that he thinks can be done. The Attorney General, this is the verbiage, absolutely. The Attorney General recommends the Alabama legislature consider two updates to state law as soon as practicable. That means soon. One of which is private employers seeking to mandate the COVID-19 vaccination for employees should be required, that's a shall, not a may, required to provide exceptions for religious or medical reasons, including natural immunity. So basically what he's saying is, look, employer, if they tell you they've got a religious objection to this, stop there. Just say, okay, got it, and put it in the file. If they say, hey, I go to a doctor that told me I shouldn't get the shot, so medically speaking, I'm not getting the shot because my doctor told me not to. Well, employer, take it, stop there, put it in the file. That's all you have to do. Make it a shall versus a may. It's not hard, and it's not overarching. Now, you may have to put some teeth into it, like what happens if they won't do that. I've got the documentation right now from St. Vincent's Hospital, a private employer in Birmingham that is literally specifying on their forms, if you want a religious accommodation as to the COVID-19 vaccines, we, St. Vincent's, we will decide if it meets the proper criteria. And we reserve the right to interview your religious faith leader. And we also reserve the right to inquire among other people in your personal sphere of influence as to whether they think this really was real. You hear that? That's somebody saying, we will decide whether your faith is guiding you or not. That is not the role of an employer. It is not. And those of you that are out there right now saying, well, you know, I mean, I don't think that qualifies. HR, what do you think? HR says no. Okay, no religion for you. You can't do that. And so if we make a state law that says it's a shall versus a may, you remove that ambiguity and you give the employees an immediate opportunity out, which is all these folks over at United Launch Alliance are saying. I mean, I'm reading the article right now. It literally says, and this article is only 30 minutes old, one of the guys, an employer there who has worked as a federal contractor for the last several years there at United Launch Alliance, told WAFF that his religious exemption as a Catholic was denied. He said, I'm sick and tired of being walked on. He said, I'm an American. My family has fought for this country. It feels like a birthright's been taken from me, and I really enjoy what I do, and I'm being fired for something that has nothing to do with my merit. Well, folks, that's where we are. We're going to unpack this for the next half hour, and then Dale Jackson call in and banter about for us a little bit more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.